Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get the headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose one of our 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Heat, they're back in action tonight against the Indiana Pacers at 7:30. Last night, they beat the Pelicans 119-108. Tyler Hero, 32 points, but apparently not good enough to even be ahead of Jordan Poole in the All-Star voting.
What are we even doing?
That's a disgrace.
Do you know his stats on the year, Jordan Poole?
I am looking at Jordan Poole's stats on the year. He's averaging under 22 points a game, and he plays for a 6-win Wizards team.
Bum.
6 wins that Wizards team has. And he's ahead of Tyler Hero in the voting.
I just don't understand. I really just don't understand. What does it take?
I don't know. I don't know what it would take. That is shockingly low.
Yeah.
Shockingly low.
LaMelo Ball is number one.
Yeah, that's a weird one. He doesn't, you know, LaMelo Ball plays a different sport than everybody else. He plays tremendously fun. Like, he'll, like, shoot it out of his butt from half court, and there's just no repercussions because it's his franchise.
You know what he plays and won basketball.
Yeah, it's just lunacy what he gets to go play. But there's no, like, there's no...
He does everything but bounce it off somebody's head.
Pretty much. Yeah, he's basically like a foot away from a Globetrotter, you know?
Okay, you know, I'm looking at the list, though. And, it's a rough list, let's just say. It's rough. In the guards, you get four, right? Four guards? Two starters, two backup?
Yeah, something like that. I think it's two starters, two reserves, and then they'll probably pick wild cards.
So you got to understand, LaMelo Ball, even if he wasn't having a great season, he is the representation of the youth. The youngins are going to vote for LaMelo Ball. It's just always going to happen.
He's got very popular shoes, yeah?
Yes. Popular shoes, popular play style, streaming, online. He just has a social media presence of some sort that, like, the young kids resonate with.
But at least with LaMelo Ball, like, all right, he has, you know, he's averaging over 30 points. He, like, he does put up insane numbers, even on his no repercussions crazy-ass team.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that surprised to see LaMelo Ball high.
For sure.
But to see Tyler Hero behind the likes of, like, Jordan Poole and Trae Young...
See, that's where I'm,
I mean,
like,
Trae Young. Maybe see, Trae Young. I'm gonna say that Trae Young is another one. I don't mind him being behind Trae Young.
Remember those offseason workout videos?
And if you look at the list,
but it's not even like he's behind him, Leroy. He's way behind him.
No.
Now this is the part that's shocking.
Yeah, he's
forget the behind. Jordan Poole part of it.
Hmm?
That Derek White's that close.
Right.
That's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
Right. Like, it's not even the fact that he's behind, like, he's way behind. Like, Jimmy's got more votes than him.
Than yeah, Tyler?
That I don't know.
Look at him. Like, well, Jimmy's in the front court, but, like, look, yeah. He's got, like, twice the votes that Tyler does.
Right.
Jeez.
And what do you think that is? Do you think that's the Heat fan not showing up? Do you feel
no,
like that?
I think that's, every time you turn on TV, they're talking about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, maybe.
And like he said.
Man. But, like, who? Like,
I don't care. Y'all talking about me. That's fine. Like, I can deal with that.
Look, Heat fan, you got to look at this. Orlando's got two guys, at least in the top 10 for their guys. Paolo Banchero, what has he played? 4 games this season?
I know.
He's fourth in the front court? This all-star
he's
voting
good.
Is stupid. He is great. No, he's a great player. But Leroy, he hasn't played. He's been out since the second week of the season.
Averages 20 plus.
I understand. But Paolo Banchero hasn't played this season. He's basically been out since the second week. And he's fourth in front court voting.
Who do you take out from this guards list, though? Like, I'm trying to do it now, and I'm looking at everyone's numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a loaded guard class, but LaMelo Ball plays on a 7-win team. Like, Tyler Hero's at least on a winning. No, but his numbers, but Tyler Hero's numbers are efficient, and they're great, and his team is actually good.
Can I just say, when fans vote for players, nobody ever says he's efficient. Like, that's a basketball thing.
You just want a Ferris wheel out? I mean, listen, it is the All-Star
game. I'm just telling you, nobody's saying, hey, I voted for that Tyler Hero. That boy is efficient. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Love that man's purr.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah, you know, I was even considering him. Like, what has he really done this season? It was pretty good. Cade Cunningham, obviously.
Cade Cunningham is having a really good year.
Unfortunately, right? Also having a good year. Jalen Brunson, good. You know,
I have no problem with Jalen Brunson.
So I like Maxey.
I looked at Maxey, too. I was like, oh, that's another one. He probably hasn't done anything. He's averaging.
Maxey's not. Maxey isn't as efficient as Tyler Hero, though. He's not as good a shooter as Tyler Hero is.
Team with the big tree always out.
Carrying them to what? They're like five games under 500.
Hustle. Okay, so it's about winning.
You don't think that should play any part of being an All-Star?
I mean, like, are we voting on players or teams?
But he's the best player on the team. You don't think that should have an impact on what you're doing? Like, let me for
example. I would say so is Tyrese Maxey.
Okay, but even not as,
with Joel Embiid.
But Tyler Hero's had to go a third of the season without Jimmy Butler.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like, yeah, I'm not saying Tyler Hero shouldn't be there, but what me and Marcos are saying is if you look at who would you move out?
I think you should.
I would definitely move out Jordan Poole. That's a looter and a riot.
Jordan Poole for sure. I think he should be ahead of Maxey. I think he should be ahead of Cade Cunningham, Trae Young. I think the only guys that you could definitely say have had better seasons than him right now or are in his class.
From my standpoint,
he should be in the
Heat fan standpoint.
Yeah, that's okay. Congratulations. Okay,
that's fine.
Donovan Mitchell, Brunson for sure, maybe Lillard.
Not LaMelo Ball.
Come on, dude. He's a Ferris wheel on the court.
Again, but you're saying Tyler Hero should be above the guy who's leading
Leroy,
the voting.
You think if Tyler Hero didn't play for the Hornets, he couldn't go out there and average 32?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying no. I can't.
A 7-win Hornets team.
No, I'm saying I can't say that you're wrong. No, I'm saying yeah. Okay, but all right. So. In your own list,
I'm not even
saying the guy who's leading the voting. Mm-hmm. Tyler Hero would be above him.
I think he should be above him. Yeah, but like he's telling you, like the reason that LaMelo Ball is out. But Leroy, a lot of this does have to do with shoe stuff. Like a big reason why LaMelo Ball is that popular. Like, do you think LaMelo Ball should be above Jalen Brunson?
No.
Like that's what we're talking about here. This guy's got out there, you know, more votes than like Jalen Brown. I mean, this is a crazy thing that he's up there that high.
You know, it is something. Look, he hasn't done anything crazy.
I just think it's shocking for me, not who he is behind. There's a couple of guys that I would move him ahead of, right? It's shocking to me that Tyler Hero, a starter who averages, 20? What does he have? 20?
24.
24. Is
over 24 now, almost 24.
Only 5,000 ahead of Derek White.
Yeah,
that's the part that.
But behind Jordan Poole's the worst one.
But you can't say
like that's got to be like Warriors remnants,
right? You can't say to me, but he's efficient in his per. Fans don't think like that. Like for us, yeah, is he a better point guard? Because of that, then a lot of the guys on that list, yes, absolutely. But, like, yeah, I don't know. You and according to you, you would take Tyler off that list.
Tyler Hero's been one of the best shooters in the league this year.
Yes, I'm not. There's nothing that you're saying that's not true. But you say he should be third. So my guess is he'll probably be a coach's pick.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's not even like
Who's the coach?
They haven't picked that yet. It's only the first return.
That matters too.
It's whoever's number one. So it'll probably be Missoula, right? Unless they can't do back to backs, then I guess it'll be Atkinson. It'll be Atkinson.
I was gonna say if it's Missoula, then he's gonna pick the damn he picked Derek White.
I think it's all coaches vote. I don't think he just gets to pick the coaches. I don't think he just gets to pick himself.
Okay.
But even this way, like, it's not even just fan voting. I think fan voting now for the starters is like, I think it's 50%, and then I think it's player, and then I think it's and then I think it's coaches, and then they pick the reserves from there.
Okay, so like, if what you're saying is true, then the powers that be would acknowledge that,
mm-hmm.
and go with that efficiency and that purr and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. I just think his season's being slept on. His season's been great.
But not, but yeah. but only, but if he's still selected as an all-star based on the basketball people, you know, acknowledging that, who cares? Who cares if you're efficient and purr is not, you know, fan voted? If the basketball people say he's one of the top four, now my question is, even based on the basketball people,
mm-hmm.
how there's only two or three guys he can move ahead of, right? So that still makes it
fit. I don't think that's true. I mean, like, if you're just going on like a points per game average, like if you're talking about Maxey averages 25, Tyler Herro averages 24.5, like they're going to have to pick in some way. Like, how many reps are the Sixers going to get based on their season, based on what Miami's doing?
Right.
You know?
No, I got you. I just, like, I think as a basketball person, they look at that team and go, he never has Embiid.
Yeah, but Tyler Herro's gone a third of the year without Jimmy Butler.
But not having Embiid is a bigger loss than Heat not having, because the 76ers, it's hard to win without Embiid. The Heat have won some games without Jimmy Butler.
I guess. I think that's a quibbling thing, though. Like, Jimmy Butler's still, he's still their max player. Like, and
I mean, I'm not, okay, but he's not their highest leading scorer.
Well, Tyler is.
Right. So, is Tyler leading scorer because Jimmy's not there?
No, I would say Tyler.
Right. So why are you talking about Jimmy? Whereas,
because your argument is, well, there's been no Embiid, and I'm saying, like, he's missed a lot of games already, Jimmy Butler. He has.
No, I know. But I'm basically saying the Philadelphia Sixers without Embiid are nowhere. But Miami has been able to keep afloat without Jimmy, or 25-minute, 5-point Jimmy. So, like, between the games he's missed and those amount of games, how many games has he really, you know?
Yeah, but, like, you're going to get to a point with the Heat, right? Like, let's say the Heat stay in this 4-5-6 where they're basically at right now. Like, they're in the same, yeah. they're in the same place with Orlando, Milwaukee, Atlanta. You know, they're all, like, 14 losses, 15 losses. They're all the same, right? Mm-hmm. All those teams are not going to get two All-Stars. So if the Bucks get Giannis Antetokounmpo, do they also get Damian Lillard? Like, you know, from my standpoint, like, all right, the only teams that deserve two.
You're going to say Dame shouldn't be on the All-Star
team? I'm saying from a standpoint, does that team deserve two All-Stars?
Why? I mean, I don't know. You're looking like you – I don't know what the rules are.
I'm not saying so they're not rules. Usually, if a team gets like an East team, usually will get like, if you get two All-Stars, damn, your team was awesome. Three All-Stars, that's effing crazy. You know, like, you're talking like Heat Big Three, where they would get all three of those guys.
They have, I mean, two guys are averaging over 25 points, right? How many is Dame averaging?
25 points something.
Right. Two guys averaging 25 on the same team?
Mm-hmm.
And you say they both don't, they shouldn't have two because of their record? I don't, like, that's the argument. I'm not saying you're wrong about any
of this.
Well,
there's got to be tiebreakers on some
really
of this stuff.
I'm just really confused at how every single person has a different way to determine who an all-star is, and it's all based on guy.
There's a lot of good guys, and I'm trying to figure, you got to figure out tiebreakers eventually, don't you? Like, you're
tiebreakers
just.
Tiebreakers is like, yeah, the numbers. Or Yes, you could go tiebreaker where your team is.
Yeah, but like that's the thing with the numbers is like, okay, you're telling me Tyler Hero or Damian Lillard did the same thing. Like, yeah, he did the LaMelo of averaging like 32 on the terrible Blazers team. You're telling me Tyler Hero couldn't do that if he was on a team where they were four or five with 7 wins in an entire season?
Yes, but
and you're averaging 30, great.
You're talking about what he could do if he had the same opportunities as these other guys who are playing on these bad teams. Okay, that's not how you select an all-star.
It should be.
Well, you're setting all these different scenarios because it's your guy. Like, all you have right now is the information in front of you. Not what could be, not if he was in that situation. That's it.
Leroy.
That's all you
Leroy.
Have to go
LaMelo by. LaMelo Ball takes 25 shots a game.
Okay.
Okay. Tyler Hero takes under 18.
Right. No. Again, efficiency and all those
It's not efficiency. It's opportunity. Like, he's out there. LaMelo Ball's just doing whatever he wants. He takes 25 shots a game.
To the basketball people, that matters. So Tyler Hero, when the coaches and the players vote on it, might have a different opinion than the fans. That's what I started off saying.
Tell these fans to grow up, especially the kid one voting for LaMelo Ball.
Grow up, Peter.
Why is every argument based
Tell
on
him
what
to
your
grow up?
Is?
It's time to grow up.
I told you. The shoes, the shoes. Scoring, right? All that stuff matters.
What do I get my boy wonders?
Voting.
Give me those.
Good luck. That doesn't even sound cool. Unless
you don't sound cool.
They're on a dead body. Then they're mine.
Your shoes look extra deceased today.
Look at this.
I'm not like,
crusty.
I'm not those arguing here. And here's, let's be clear. I'm not arguing on whether I think Tyler is an all-star or not. What we have been arguing is, why are those other guys ahead of him? And I was shocked that LaMelo Ball was leading the voting. Okay. Frog Boy broke it down.
He didn't break it down.
I broke it down, dude.
He just went shoes.
I broke it down.
And he didn't even break it down. I said, is that the shoes? He goes, yeah, he does have good shoes. Ooh. So he like stole my argument.
I broke it down like a girl at the club.
Oh, so you were, so you know, you know why he's number one then, if that's the case.
Which is why I told them all to grow up.
The children?
You're a fan. Your ass hasn't grown up.
Grow up, dude.
You haven't grown up.
Grow up. You guys are voting for a merry-go-round at point guard.
Is there any bigger fanboy than Toby?
25 shots.
There isn't. Remember, he is a mouth.
He is actually really fun. I do enjoy watching LaMelo Ball.
Cool. You're mad that children
I would never.
You're mad that kids are voting for guys who wear the coolest shoes.
Dad, he did it while on a unicycle.
Is that not cool? That's pretty cool.
Like, come on. Like,
all right, kids. This next quarter, LaMelo Ball is going to play the entire quarter blindfolded. Ooh. And the basketball rim's gonna be on fire.
Wow.
Literally.
Game ops.
I just don't think you are being like you automatically. So you would take 3 guys out of that list. Mm-hmm. Out.
Out.
And move Tyler up.
He's gonna cook him, dude.
Mm.
You see what he just did to the dude? Did you just see what he did to
We're trying to answer Houston, the question, why is Tyler 9th?
Did you just see what he did to Houston?
Yes.
So mad that they had to throw him to the ground.
Wasn't great for his all-star voting to get thrown on the ground like that.
I thought that would have been. It's probably the most publicity he's gotten all year.
It is, but it's like, oh my God, you see how he got thrown to the ground?
I can't vote for him.
It's like Jazz from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, how he got just thrown.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Can I just say, Marcos, I hate you.
So sorry. It was very immature of me. Very immature.
I think that deserves a minus one for sass.
Oh, come on.
Minus one.
To you, Marcos.
For sass.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's fair. Poor thing.
Why are you trying to look at it sideways?
Why does it go like that?
Why does it look like he's trying to get a piggyback ride? I don't understand.
No wonder you don't wear thong flip-flops.
Woo. You guys are trashing my guy, Leroy.
I told you when Rebecca was younger, one time I was walking through the house and I had my flip-flops on, and she goes, "Ooh, Daddy, you got your shoes on the wrong foot."
All right, well, we got to get back on clock, so we have no time for a second here.
I'm like, I said, "Hey, little one, your life is not starting off on the right foot." Jeez.
Daddy, yours isn't the right foot either. I don't think the toe is supposed to go like that.
Woo. At least there's a reason. At least you can be like, "Yeah, well, I was in the NFL, dude." Like, okay,
take a break.
You didn't understand that.
That's so true. Is that what Scatabu's foot's gonna look like? Much tinier, though.
Oh yeah, very tiny. 5'6".
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Tobes.
Yep.
There's four teams with no Pro Bowlers. Can you name them?
Well, I would have said Jacksonville, but apparently they have Pro Bowlers from the
two. Damn, yeah, that's good.
Two.
That's crazy.
Two.
Let me try. Okay, let you try first. You're the guy.
Okay, Finns.
Damn it.
Yep.
Jets?
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Giants?
Nope.
Oh.
Giants are Pro Bowl. Okay.
D-Lineman.
Oh,
who, Dexter Lawrence made it?
Oh, don't even get me started on Dexter.
Raiders?
Nope, they have
Max Crosby and Brock Bowers, probably.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and Brock Bowers.
Titans.
Yep.
Titans don't have one?
Yeah, I can't even think of the Titans.
I don't know if that's a yes or no. Do the Titans have a Pro Bowler?
They don't have any.
Okay, so we have three of them. We have Jets, Titans, Dolphins. Mm. Dolphins, definitely the best out of all those teams.
Oh, I was going to say Browns with Myles Garrett, of course.
Cardinals?
Ooh.
No, they got the tight end.
What?
That intangible who ran over all the Dolphins? What's his name?
Oh,
yeah. McIntangibles.
Good one.
Who's also terrible?
Ah, McBride. That's the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, that guy was a moose.
He was a moose. Okay. Saints. It has to be the Saints. Right?
Saints.
Yeah, because who the hell plays for the Saints?
Okay. The most surprising one there is for sure the Dolphins.
Yeah, for sure. Some may say a little bit of a snubby snub.
Yeah, I'm seeing like on Dolphins Twitter, people are comparing Kelce to Jonnu.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like Jonnu Smith had a pretty decent season, if I'm not mistaken.
Jonnu Smith had a decent season. Zach Sealer's the one who deserved it on this team out of anybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Jonnu Smith might get in too, because who knows if they go to Super Bowl with Travis Kelce even want to play in the Pro Bowl.
Right, yeah.
Especially with
everything. Has Travis Kelce ever gone to the Pro Bowl, like actually gone to the Pro Bowl, or does he always just skip it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially now when Tay-Tay not on tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, it's been nice.
Where is the Pro Bowl this year?
Orlando.
Ugh.
You know, they do the football players in tights thing.
Pro Bowl games is what it's called.
Bowl games.
Yeah, it's like a giant game of guts.
Huh.
Or Double Dare.
Double Dare.
Yep.
Classic.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. But I'm especially not a big fan of voting for LaMelo Ball. You kids grow up.
Hey,
a 7-win team.
Come on.
You pick and choose.
I want them to grow
which
up.
You pick and choose what parts of this to justify your argument.
I don't think I do pick. I don't think.
If your team is winning, you should have more consideration for.
I absolutely think that. Like, what else are we doing this for? Like, you think a guy who's averaging 30 on one of the worst teams in basketball is the same as Tyler Hero at leading his team as a playoff team right now? That's not more valuable and more all-star worthy. I just think that's silly.
Okay, I mean, it's.
I don't think you've seen the shoes.
The shoes are good. I've seen the shoes. They're good.
Shoes.
They're good.
It's not that I'm saying that. I'm saying this. You're worried about fan voting. You're a fan. You should know how these people think. I'm saying to you, if all you're saying is accurate, then the coaches and the players acknowledge that.
Well, I would like the best.
If he's selected to the Pro Bowl, to the All-Star game based on the other two parties that get to vote,
yeah,
what's your problem?
Fans should respect
Tom Herman. You're a fan. You do ridiculous crap too.
They should respect him more.
Wait a minute. Respect your guy.
He's got the Scooby-Doos. Did you know that? He's got the Scooby-Doos. These are good shoes. I can see why you got... These aren't the Scooby-Doos, though. These are different ones.
They're cool shoes. I acknowledge.
Wow.
Paolo Boncari's played 5 games, 4th in the voting.
That's a little crazy.
Fourth in the voting.
Anyway.
Doesn't matter, though. Like, why are you voting for someone who's not played basketball this year?
That one's a little crazy. Wait,
so the selection process is not over. They just put a little piece of it out there, and you're flipping out. So let's be clear. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This does not mean that Tyler Hero will not be an All-Star.
Not in the least.
Okay. So why did you go, like, you torched everybody above him, and it still doesn't mean he's not going to be an All-Star?
Not everybody, just the stupid kids.
So there's three players. Let's get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
There's three players you have a problem with above him.
Yeah.
LaMelo, Maxey,
mm-hmm.
and Jordan Poole.
The Jordan Poole is ridiculous.
Okay. That still puts him sixth.
With these yellow ones.
Or fifth.
Yeah. I would, if he was fifth or sixth in fan voting. With a very stacked Eastern Conference.
And fan voting, it's fans.
I know.
Mm. We are a fan. Oh my goodness!
They need to wake up.
We fight every day because you're a fan.
They need to wake up.
And we fight every day because you're a fan.
Right.
And what you're doing right now is fighting and arguing about other fans making poor decisions.
Exactly. Wake up.
Mm.
Wake up and smell the coffee. Oh, wait, you don't. You want to know why? You want to know why?
Am I the only one that's seen the irony here? A fanboy is getting mad at other fans.
I don't like that you say fanboy.
Fanboy.
Yeah, I mean, like, fanboy. I'm not a fanboy. I'm a fan. Okay, you don't have to add to the description of it. And second of all, that means
you got heat goggles.
I watch these guys. I've seen these guys in person. I saw what Damian Lillard did to the Miami Heat. I know what these guys can do. Tyrese Maxey's a very good player. Tyler here has had a better season than him.
Mm.
Yes.
Better than Damian Lillard?
I think so.
On what? Based on what?
I think he's had a better season. He's the best player. Tyler Hero's been the best player on his team. Damian Lillard's the second best player on his team.
Oh, so it's not the points now. Now it's the...
It's not just points. Like, what is this? We just get to... What is this? Papa shot? Is this out of Papa shot?
That's how
they pop a shot.
The first thing fans do is look at numbers.
Oh, you want to know something? How about you do a little research? Whoa. Deep dive a little.
So you want fans to look at per.
Deep dive a little. It's not that hard. Go to ESPN. Huh. All right. What's this team's record? But no, Bobo wants to be like, oh, bing bong, look at his shoes.
They are good shoes.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay? That's what I want them to do. Those are actually kind of cool.
I'm telling you, Scooby Doo's.
No, I mean, I know. The kids wear those all the time.
Nice.
They're really cool.
Can I just say this? You are being even more ridiculous than you're normally ridiculous.
That's not fair.
Because you're getting mad at people for doing the same stuff you do on a daily basis.
I'm not mad at Heat fans, too. You want to know something?
No.
Can I tell you something about you Heat fans?
Oh, now you're just holding
Hold
it
on. Let me just tell you something about you Hold Heat on. Fans. Because I voted.
Sure you did.
I voted.
I've been to the polls.
No way. Okay, it's easy. You click on Heat.com. Hmm. They put all Heat players. Now, I didn't vote for all Heat players because they don't all deserve it. But Tyler Hero I voted for. And let me tell you something about you Heat fans. Because I hear you guys bitch and moan and complain on our page, on our Instagram, all this stuff. Where's your votes, you lazy bums?
Wow.
Get your asses out there and vote for Tyler Hero. I'm so sick of the whining and complaining you guys have been doing nonstop. You got time for Art Basel, but you don't have time to vote for Tyler Hero, you hacks?
You do realize Heat Cult now thinks that you vote like the media.
Hmm?
No, he's talking about just a regular vote online for all fans.
Go out and vote. You've been lazy. You want to know something as fans, Heat fans? You've been lazy. You're entitled. You sit here and whine about trading for this guy and whine about trading, but you won't even support your guy. You won't even support your... You allowed Jordan Poole to get more votes than Tyler Hero did, Heat fans. So you want to know something? Also, to you, it's time to grow up and go vote for Tyler Hero, Heat fans. I mean, you want to talk about buying into a narrative. Heat Nation, where you been at? National holiday? Get your ass out and vote. Sit in your chairs tonight while you're watching the Heat. Go run roughshod on the Pacers, and on your fat asses, go on your phone and vote for Tyler Hero.
Jesus.
You want to know if every person in that building tonight votes for Tyler Hero, you'd give him 20% more of what his vote turnout has been. You lazy asses, go vote for Tyler Hero.
I got to tell you, probably not your best moment talking about a fat ass sitting on his couch.
No, because I voted.
But you still got a fat ass.
Still voted.
Wow.
at least my toe points in the right direction.
This is very strange.
How does your big toe go as a fork in the road?
Whoa. Marcos? I blame you for this. I blame you for this. I sent him a picture of something totally different.
How does your
and he takes the picture and says, "Yeah, I got questions too," and it moves the picture over to my toe.
Your feet has a detour.
Jeez.
Wow,
it's not good. But at least you can vote though.
Just kick him while he's down.
Wow,
not with that foot.
Stunned Steve.
I haven't said a word.
Stun Steve says, now I'm going to go vote for Paolo. Don't shame me, dude.
Oh, God. Hey, I'm just telling you
The Magic fan showed up. Are you going to do that? You're going to let the Basically, that's an Airbnb, the Kia Center. Okay? There's more Let's Go Heat chance than Magic chance. You're going to allow them to outvote you? You're going to let that happen to Tyler Hero. For shame. For guys who don't even play. Guys with broken hips.
Wow.
Or obliques, whatever they have. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Really good, though, when they're healthy. I'm scared of them. I'm not going to lie. That Magic team is scary.
None of my
business. Especially.
Hey, what? Hold on. Why has this last segment been this?
Everything shifted towards you.
It's not
Marcos' fault.
Marcos.
What?
What are you doing?
Okay, next time. I'll blur your face next time. That's my fault. I'll blur your face.
Somebody said that toe run in a misdirection.
It's like you got the wrong piece that fits in Tetris.
Leroy's toe looked like it lost a thumb more. Hey, man. Can I just tell you this? Oh, Leroy's big toe is Secret Service for his other toe.
Get down!
We gotta protect the necks!
Get down!
Sir, we can't reach the pinky. Oh,
by the way, all running backs have bad feet.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
And bad fingers, too. Look.
Oof. That's our show for today, everybody. I'm sorry I lashed out.
I hate you. And you too, Marco. Hey, think you're good.
New year, same us.
Love it.
Pretty much.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Welcome to the end of the show montage, Flem.